This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
We're back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870. Mike Dettelier along with Charlie Long. Charlie, let me answer this text because I know he sent it yesterday. I think it's 8942 about Isaac Tesla, who is the wide receiver for University of Arkansas. And he was at Hillsdale College and he transferred. His production, you know, was pretty good at Arkansas. Now, he's a neophyte as far as a receiver. He is a big body guy. Now, he's almost 6'4", 215 pounds, can really run well. But you're going to have to do some work with him as a route runner. That is obvious. When he went to the Senior Bowl, you could see was not the most refined route runner. But in this draft class that doesn't have a ton of big body receivers, a almost 6'4" receiver who ran, you know, because he's been timed under 4.4 in the 40-yard dash. I think he ran 4.43 or something at the combine. But he's a developmental guy. You're not expecting that he's going to come in here as a middle-round pick. I think is where he's going to go. And the gentleman brought up Besh. Besh will go before he does. One thing with Besh, man, can he run a route? Oh, my goodness. He gets into and out of that cut and that break so quick. Doesn't lose any speed. Got terrific hands. And my first comp for Beck, first time I saw him, I told this to Coach O. Man, you look at him, and he reminds you of an old-school receiver, of the way he can run a route. Today, the comp would be Puka Nacua.
Yep.
That's who he reminds you of, in that he's not the fastest, not the quickest. He just gets open, and he catches the ball. And maybe the best recruiting class, and I know we've talked about this before, LSU's ever had a receiver. In that one year, Brian Thomas Jr., Malik Nabers, Besh. Deion Smith didn't end up here, but he was one of the top receivers in the country from Mississippi. But think about the careers. Malik Nabers, Brian Thomas, and now Besh.
And we'll see if Besh is the next up. I love the Puka comp, Mike. I love watching Besh play. Everything that touches his hands, it's like he's got glue attached to his fingers. He catches everything, it feels like. And, you know, talking about the wide receivers in this class, it's every single class is going to have, you know, some of these top guys, it feels like, every single year. the big body receivers, I kind of agree. If you're looking at, you know, Tet McMillan, he obviously stands out.
Tet's the one guy.
Yeah. Jaden Higgins from Iowa State's also got that big body frame. But outside of that, basically a majority of the top 10-ish receivers in this class aren't the tallest guys in the world. So we were just talking with Brandon Cooks. Obviously, he adds more speed element to that receiver room, but they are still missing the big physical possession receiver, so to speak. Tet is the one that's going to go in the first round. Jaden Higgins, though, from Iowa State, I've seen a little bit of
different opinions. I think he'll be a second round pick.
I think so, too. But I've seen, you know, some people's, you know, in these mock drafts, you know, Mike, kind of getting him in the third round. I don't think he's going to fall out of
the
second round.
That long.
I think he may even go kind of early second round, but he could potentially be there at pick 40 for you, you know, if you're really interested in getting that kind of big body.
Noel's pretty damn good, too. He's a smaller guy from Iowa State.
Yeah, I get
him. He is super quick.
Royal confused. I don't know why. But yeah, Noel's a different type of receiver, obviously.
Totally.
As you kind of mentioned there. But Higgins is probably that second guy on my radar if you're talking about big body receivers, if you don't go Tet McMillan in the first round.
Man, if Besh ends up with the Chiefs or the Eagles, they're going to have a lot of people tearing the enamel off their teeth. But it wouldn't shock me one bit.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor super fan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go to our Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text line, Charlie. Let's go to James. James, you're in the huddle with Mike and Charlie.
Hey guys, I'm hoping that Cooks landing here again is sort of replacing Olave, because I don't think anybody. I mean, do you guys want to pay him next year? I mean, I don't think. I think he's soft as cotton, and I think the league. I think he would be on the market. He would be the best wide receiver or one of the best coming out. Here's the thing, James.
I would never want to deal him now, because if you're talking about getting the most bang for your buck, you got a guy coming off some concussion issues. You want him. If you were thinking of maybe trying to trade him somewhere down the line, your value now is going to be the least you ever going to get for Olave.
So, I mean, the Zion issue, Mike.
Yeah, and so my thing about it is hopefully he can stay healthy and be a productive receiver. I want to see, because I can't even kind of imagine exactly how they're going to use him in that Kellen Moore offense. He is going to be your lead receiver,
right,
Chris Olave. But how he's going to use Rashid Shaheed and Cooks, I think, will be intriguing, because kind of they both the same type of guys.
So the
just
thing,
one young, one a little, one older.
James brings up an interesting point about Olave, though. The receiver market is booming. Every single offseason, it feels like a new receiver is kind of breaking a record for the contract. Most recently, it was obviously Jamar becoming the highest paid non-quarterback in NFL history at $40.1 million average annual value. But, I mean, CeeDee Lamb had done it. Justin Jefferson had done it. Like, the top receivers are getting paid bank right now. And it's so funny that we're only a few years removed from the Titans, and they didn't want to pay A.J. Brown $20 million per year.
Yow.
Yeah, how about that, huh? The market kind of changes a little bit. But I guess my question to you, Mike, would be, you know, when his contract comes up and he's due for a big payday, what are you paying Chris Olave? Is he worth, like...
Well, I have a fifth-year option.
I know, but is he worth $30 million average annual value? That's kind of the top-of-the-line wide receiver market. I don't know if he is. And we just saw T. Higgins get paid a nice contract that was just under 30 average annual value, but he's also not a wide receiver one in that team, obviously, because of Jamar, and we'll see if it works out there.
Okay, who would you want on your roster, T. Higgins or Chris Olave?
I would take T.
Same here.
So if you're talking about Olave, I don't think he's going to reach that $30 million threshold. And even
I bet it's close if he's healthy.
Well, yes, it probably will be close, but would you pay him that?
I'm just telling you, that's going to be the market value. Because look at how this kind of I guess you might say, mushroom cloud of money is going into the wide receiver market.
Yeah.
You're not going to get them at 24, 25.
Yeah.
It's going to be closer to 30. If he can stay healthy and have a big season, Charlie, I'm telling you, it's the market. Some people say, well, I wouldn't pay it. You might not, but somebody else will. That's the way this league works.
Yeah.
And he's not an older player. But again, coming off those concussion issues, I think right now would not be the smart thing to do to deal him. You would want to see him back out on that field. And for any team, they would want the exact same thing. I'm not giving you up a ton for a receiver that, you know, he fought some major concussion issues last year. Not and once, twice.
I know I'm kind of playing both sides of the coin here because I'm saying I wouldn't pay him $30 million average annual value. But at the same time, you see some of the trade offers, like, on Twitter and stuff like that. Like, oh,
yeah, who's, you know, making all that
up? Well, like, some reporter in Houston's just like, oh, here's what the Texans could trade for Chris Olave because they have a big need at receiver. And I think he would actually fit great in Houston with Nico Collins as wide receiver one and him as wide receiver two. But they're like, oh, a second round pick and then like a pick swap day four or fourth round pick swap or something like that. Like, I don't know if that really gets it done for someone like Chris Olave.
The market will not go down on receivers.
No, it won't. It's only going up.
And so I think that goes to show you, you know, a lot of people ask us about Michael Thomas. Why isn't he with a team? That goes to show you what the league thinks of Michael Thomas. If he's not on an NFL team today, look what they're paying receivers today. And Michael Thomas in his prime, man, just maybe got born a little bit too early.
Like, but three, man, or
you
four
just
years
look
too
at that,
early.
That 4 or 5 year run was unbelievable. The numbers he put up in that offense of the Saints. But then once injuries start to hit, worst thing in the world for an athlete. You start to get injured, and then, you know, people say, I'm not going to pay it. Not going to pay it. And he got kind of loud. And I think that's the other part. These teams in the NFL, they all kind of talk to one another, know exactly kind of what's happening behind the scenes.